The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Some of the new laws that we're looking at as the new year begins include the one in Texas that eliminates the possibility of just voting straight ticket. Not a huge deal. In California, employers can no longer ask about your prior salary. Job applicants can volunteer that information if they want to, but you can't ask, hey, what'd you make before? What were you making? Strange, right?
Right.
About why would the government get involved in that negotiation at all?
I'm guessing, now, I don't know, but I'm guessing that they figure that you should be paid for what you're worth on this job. And your past.
I guess, but...
I mean, who answers that truthfully anyway?
Nobody.
Thank you. What'd you make on your last job?
$17.9 million. Now, I'm willing to come for somewhat less than that. But
you might be able to work out something else.
Got
to
be in the ballpark. A new Nevada law requires employers to grant up to 160 hours of leave per year to employees who are victims of domestic violence or have family members who are victims. Or who know someone who is a victim.
That's...
or who has ever heard of being a victim.
Well, I have heard and I'm
well, then
you've
got 160 hours coming. Employers in Vermont can't request or require employees to provide their social media content.
Ooh.
That act is meant to provide social media privacy for employees. Well, that's kind of strange because you don't have it. If it's on social media, you've already compromised your privacy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's kind of, they want their cake and eat it too, right? You want to be able to have your social media, but you want to be able to have your job and you want to be able to say bad things about your company. Well, guess what? Part of your job is representing the company you work for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your life, right? Maybe that's just my old school thinking, but, you know, you represent who you work for.
Yes.
And that's kind of my deal with the NFL, too. These players are, you know, talking about, you know, slave owners and we should be able to, and freedom of speech. Well, you signed a contract.
Yeah, I'd love to
provide
a
service.
Love to be a $7 million a year slave.
Right.
It'd be awesome.
I mean, but the contract is you signed a contract to provide a service for this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job.
Yeah, exactly.
And if the job says, hey, your Twitter account, you can't say anything bad against whatever team you're playing for, you know, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Don't sign the contract.
Also, California has become the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana. So we can stop pretending, I think, that this is about medicinal marijuana. Right? In every state where it's legal, it's recreational now.
I think
we've
pretty much passed that a long time ago.
That boat sailed.
Yeah.
It's amazing how society is changing at an exponential rate now. And in the last 20 years, we went from a country that was 65-27 against same-sex marriage to a country that is 62-32 in favor of same-sex marriage. We've also gone from a society that overwhelmingly wanted marijuana to be illegal to a society where it's overwhelming that they're saying marijuana should be legal now.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, the shift. So, California, now you don't have to pretend like you've got anxiety.
Oh, it's glaucoma. It's killing me today.
Or glaucoma. Or an upset stomach. You know, you don't have to pretend anymore. You just, you'll be able to have it at your disposal, I guess, at these dispensaries. So, it's pretty mainstream now.
And I know they've had some studies out that talked about how it didn't help medically for some patients.
Yeah.
But I've witnessed that it did help.
Oh, really?
In my life. And, you know, I mean, there should be some leeway for the, and obviously now it doesn't matter, but, you know, the leeway for the medical marijuana for sure. If you're.
Yeah, but it's gone way beyond that.
Yeah, we're already about
it. Doesn't even matter now.
That, right.
August 4th is now officially Barack Obama Day, a state holiday in Illinois.
Well, good. Man, I hope that spreads all over the country.
That's great. That's great. I do too. Barbers can now make house calls in Tennessee. So a barber couldn't come to your house?
No, I'm going to tell you something. You know, those little barbers coming around, knocking on your door.
Yeah, you don't want that. You can't
banging on
that.
Your door. Hey, you need a haircut? No, you don't want that.
If I had one barber knock on my door in the last few weeks, well, I would have had one barber on my door.
I would be all for that. Can I haircut? Yeah, come on in.
This is also important. Corn is now the official grain of Illinois.
You got to have an official grain.
How many times have we had calls saying, when is corn going to be declared the official grain?
I mean, I can't count them many calls right now.
I don't know if it's corn or if it's wheat or if it's barley, but I want corn to be the official grain. I don't even care about wheat and barley anymore.
Can they do that, though? I mean, I thought corn was like the official grain of Nebraska. Can they steal that from another state?
Apparently.
Who do they think they are?
They're doing it. We'll have to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Yes. See, that's constitutional. Also, public officers such as elected officials and managers who are convicted of a felony that's relevant to their jobs can have their pensions revoked or reduced. Wow, we got to get that for Congress.
So that's interesting. If I get in trouble,
You could lose your pension if you commit a felony. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting.
I like that.
Did you also read? Yeah, of course you don't like that.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.